Archive.com.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live, do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy Talk Radio, from heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze. This is Talk Radio that's empowering your health. Thanks for joining us. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. We're going to kick it off and go with Carol. Hi, Carol.
Yes, I'm calling for my mother. She'll be 100 in July.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Hitting the big century club. I love it.
Right. And she's never had any serious illness.
Okay.
And she's really looking forward to her 100th birthday party. I mean, everybody's coming. But all of a sudden, she's having a problem. She's had it for a while, I guess. The doctor called it restless legs.
Okay.
And he had her on Myrtex. Well, not just recently, it got a little worse, so she said something to him about it, and he put her on Clonopin. Mm-hmm. And she's been on it for about 4 days now, and now she can't even move her feet. She can stand up, but she can't move her feet. And the last time she was in there, he mentioned the word Parkinson.
Mm-hmm.
So he evidently thinks that she has a little jerk sometimes, and I think that's what she was complaining about.
Yeah, I got it.
But now she can't walk or anything.
So do you know of anything
that we can do? Now, some of the girls did call him back and ask him about taking her off that Clonopin and putting her back on the Myrtex. But he said, I can't do that unless she comes in. Well, if she goes in, it's going to be like an ambulance, you know.
Mm.
So if you're going to do that, you may as well go to the hospital.
Right, I get that. Well, here's the thing. Now, not being able to walk and the trouble that she's completely unable to now, and is that how rapidly did that change?
Within 3 days.
Yeah. Did the doctor say bring her in no matter what?
Yeah, he told them that he couldn't change her medicine back to that other unless we brought her in.
Yeah, that's true.
And so we just said, well, if she has to go in an ambulance to the doctor, she can go to the hospital. So we really don't know what to do. And I told her I would call you, that I listen to you every night.
Well, I would definitely get her, no matter what, back to her doctor so that he can evaluate the medicine a little bit better and make a better judgment call. Because, I mean, with her being the age that she is, that's really amazing, by the way. Tell her happy birthday from me and everybody over here, okay?
Okay, I will.
So, but that's really remarkable. If she's got issues with the little jerking motions and all, and they don't have a definite diagnosis of Parkinson's, do they? He didn't say that for sure.
He said something about Parkinson. He thought it might be some that starting or something like that.
Potentially starting, yeah. Does she eat well? I mean, when you get to be 100, it's like, how is she the kind that really takes care of herself? Does she eat whatever she wants? How is that part of her
lifestyle? She takes real good care of herself. She believes in on the bed at the same time every night, taking her medicine all the same time, eating at the same time every day, and she eats right.
Yeah, I would. I mean, if you're asking my thoughts are to make sure that she gets over there to the doctor, let him look at her medicine, come up with a game plan, that whole thing. And I would tell you this, one thing to consider, I'm at this point with her, my thoughts, I mean, if it was my mother and I was working with her, I mean, at least make sure that she's taking cod liver oil, some kind of fish oil, is going to be good for her just overall general health. And when you go see her doctor, just mention that to him, that, you know, they're not going to have a problem with that. But that's just going to be good for everything in her body. And I always say, if you had to throw away everything and take one thing, and at that point with her age, I mean, my goodness, she's doing great. She's already a firecracker, I'm sure. So cod liver oil is just going to help all the way around. The omega-3 fats really help the nervous system. And, I mean, just it's kind of like a multivitamin for the nervous system. So with potential brain chemistry and dopamine alterations, if it is Parkinson's, then just good old omega-3 fatty acids, which you can get in your food, obviously. But the concentration of it in a liquid form like that just does the body good. It's kind of like the old adage for milk, which I don't really agree with. But the cod liver oil definitely does the body good. Tell her happy birthday for us. Keep us posted. But please, I think it's a good idea to get her over to her physician. 888-283-7272. Find all kinds of great health information to empower your health and your life. And also check out empoweryourhealth.com. There you can get a copy of my book, best-selling book, to take you from where you are to where you need to be with your health. Important. That's why I wrote it. Common sense information. You ever think about that for a minute? We get so convoluted with everything going on, especially now. Health's becoming kind of a hot topic in the news and television shows, and it's just becoming almost trendy. And you see all these different articles and you read things. One day broccoli is good for you. The next day, oh, it might cause cancer. The next day, we don't really know. And the more we read about health, the more we study health, we get kind of lost in the details. It's like, what do you do? Going to bed at the same time every night, getting to bed early and then getting up early so your hormones have time to recover, your body tissues have time to recover, and it just makes such a big difference in our overall health. Little things like that. Drinking plenty of water. Half your body weight in ounces of water every single day. I mean, little things like that. Exercising. Get your body moving every single day. Common sense is what it's all about. And your health really is your greatest wealth. So just know this. Know that to have a goal to live up to be 100 is a great goal. The quality of life is very important. So the choices you're making right now are going to determine the kind of quality of health and the quality of life that you're going to have. The good news is that it doesn't really matter if you've made a bunch of bad choices in the past. You're going to see that in your health. You will see it. Because your body and your cells change based on the choices that we make every single day. However, moving forward, the good news is that today can be a brand new day. That the body regenerates every single day. Old cells die off, new cells form. And we get a brand new body about every year, roughly. Every couple of years, as they say. But certain cells regenerate that quickly in parts of the body. So that's good news. It means that we don't have to be stuck. It means that the choices we make today, they can be new choices. They can propel us to a new level with our health and with our life. And I want to encourage you that you don't have to be stuck where you are. You may have a diagnosis right now, but it doesn't mean that you can't work with your physician, come up with a good game plan, a new game plan, and have a new lease on life, if you will. You don't have to be stuck. Maybe you've been diagnosed with stage 1 cancer and you're scared. Well, I understand that. It doesn't mean your body can't recover. I talk to many oncologists, and they call it things they can't explain, science can't explain. Well, it's what I call the God factor. It's the great physician factor, that when all the physicians have kind of ran their course, you know, sometimes a great physician will step in and do his thing, which is very cool. But at the same time, knowing that you have to do the things that you can do, taking responsibility for your health, working with your physician, learning what you can about your body, and then taking the proper steps to take care of your body. Well, that's the kind of thing we want to help you do here on this show. Take you from where you are to where you need to be. It's about living with extraordinary health for you. We'll be right back.
Hi, America's Health Coach here to tell you about H2O Minerals, who've been servicing West Columbia, South Carolina for over 9 years and nationwide. These guys are dedicated to producing the best healthy supplementation on the market today. With a state-of-the-art facility that gives you the best choices, they currently have 21 individual minerals and several specialty blends. The elements used to make H2O Minerals are 99% or better. For example, their calcium, magnesium, zinc, or copper are 99% pure. Pure, H2O Minerals also offers their own line of high-potency liquid vitamins. Call H2O Minerals by 1-877-MINERALS. That's 1-877-646-3725. Or visit online, CompleteH2OMinerals.com. Sign up for the email list and get monthly specials when you want the best in healthy choices. Turn to H2O Minerals, 1-877-646-3725, or CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule I drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Can you pluck a chicken in about 90 seconds? You can with Power Plucker. Plucking by hand is a chore, but the Power Plucker makes it fast and easy. Simply chuck Power Plucker into your power drill and watch those feathers fly off. Save time and money with our complete home processing kits, too. For free USA shipping and 10% discount, go to PowerPlucker.com and enter promo code RADIO. PowerPlucker.com, the only drill-powered poultry plucker.
Healthy Talk Radio online at healthcoachradio.com. Call now at 888-283-7272.
888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Welcome back. You're listening to the Best in Healthy Talk Radio. This is the show where your health is your greatest wealth. Let's go to James. Hi, James.
Hi, how are you today?
Living well, man. What's going on?
Oh, well, I'm having some problems at, so I'm in Texas, and I moved from Houston to Hillsboro, Texas.
All right.
In the early 90s, and in fact, I'm a diabetic. And for the time that I was there, I believe it had something to do with the water there, that it started me having some problems with my stomach, where I was having diarrhea quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
And to this day, I'm still having those problems. But to make a long story short, they tested me back then at the doctor's office back then, but they couldn't find anything that was wrong.
Sure.
So, meanwhile, over the years, I've been still dealing with that same problem. So it got to the point where just recently, within the last 2 years, I've been checked twice with samples and everything. They still can't seem to find out what's going on. So I'm a little curious now. I'm 51 years old, soon to be 52. And I don't understand why am I constantly having this particular diarrhea, cause majority of the time, my outcoming is normally solid, and sometimes it's just basically just watery.
No, but it's not all the time, though. Will you have some bowel movements that are solid?
Yes.
It'll flip-flop then, is what you're telling me.
Right. Yes.
Right? Kind of goes back and forth. Okay. So you've been to your doctors and kind of talked to them, and no one really, they're not really giving you anything.
No, sir. They have x-rays of all different types, and they keep going back over the same thing. Nothing there. So I don't quite understand that, because I just recently should have had this test done some time ago as far as the male prostate is concerned, and now I'm still dealing with this particular problem here. And my average, I'm 5'11", and my weight now is 173. And when I became diabetic in 1990, I lost a lot of weight. So meanwhile, I'm still dealing with this diarrhea problem is caused me to lose a little bit too much weight.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what step to take from there, because my wife, matter of fact, my mom was a nurse, but she's gone now. But my wife had mentioned to me one time she believed I have irritable bowel syndromes.
It's possible. I mean, IBS is very possible. Did any blood come out with it?
No, sure haven't.
They haven't done that? Nothing of that. Okay. Now, does it happen when you get stressed out, or does it happen just randomly on its own?
It just happens randomly, just out the blue.
Okay. What does your diet look like? And when I say that, just give me a quick day, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, just kind of briefly. What does it look like?
Majority in the morning, sometimes I don't stop drinking coffee, but if I eat anything, I'll want to eat something that doesn't have a lot of sodium in it, you know, because being diabetic, I may eat a salad or something that can, you know, get my energy going, get me going for the day.
Like what?
What
did you have today?
Well, this morning I had a breakfast burrito.
Okay.
And that's about it. This morning I had a breakfast burrito.
Lunch.
I had some spinach and some beef patties, and that's about it.
So you didn't have lunch at all?
No.
And you're, okay. All right. Well, a couple things to share with you. First and foremost is we got to get something out of your vocabulary. Now, I'm a big fan of the things that we say make a big difference in our lives. There's three sides to what's called the health triangle. And regardless of what health challenge that I'm in a conversation with somebody about, the rules are still the same. And so there's three sides to the health triangle. There's the mental side. That's brain chemistry, neurotransmitters, subconscious mind. And then you've got the chemical side. That's all the body chemistry, how the heart, liver, lungs, kidneys, how all of that functions. And then the structural side, bones, muscles, and nerves. And so all three of those work together to support the body all the way around. And it creates the complete picture. So with you right now, you're dealing with something digestive. Okay, so you've got watery diarrhea. It comes and goes. And yeah, I mean, blanket diagnosis, your doctor might consider that it could be IBS, possibly. Okay, so sounds like it, smells like it, looks like it, absolutely. More tests need to be run, obviously, and things need to be checked on. But there's a couple things that you'll always want to think about. Diet is a key. Whenever you got something digestive, you always want to think about what are you putting in your body. But here's the deal. When you call yourself diabetic, you're putting a label on yourself. I'm not a big fan of that. Here's why. Because we become what we think about. All right? It's a basic principle of life. And so whatever you think about, the label you call yourself, the name that you put on yourself, all of that matters. And the more that we call ourselves, I mean, it's okay to say diabetes. No problem with that. You're dealing with diabetes. It's a health challenge that you're facing, right? So diabetes, no big issue in that regard. However, calling yourself a diabetic, like once a diabetic, always a diabetic, not so much the case. Because what you're saying is, I'm diabetic, it just is what it is. And so you're telling your subconscious mind that, you're telling your body that, so it is what it is. If you're dealing with diabetes, but it's something you can possibly overcome, different story. So you're training your mind to know that it's possible to overcome.
In other words, my mom used to say, things come as you think.
Yes.
And the Bible also says, I believe it says something about...
In Proverbs, it says, as a man thinks in his heart, so is he.
Right, and that one too, that...
Power of life and death in the tongue. We could go on and on and on about scripture.
That's what I was thinking of.
But it is true. So you happen to be James, who's dealing with diabetes. Okay, you're dealing with it. It's been, you know, it's going on in your body. You're dealing with it, but you're not defined by it. So just don't call yourself James the diabetic, you know, or Susie the cancer patient, or Jim the heart patient. I mean, it's bad enough that we tend to label people, doctors do. You're James, period. And you're looking for better health. And so when we come out of this commercial break, we're going to talk about ways to get there. Hang tight.
Hey folks, you've heard me recommend AminoActive for pain relief on the show, and now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried AminoActive and found it better than some prescription medicines.
Well, I do take it for myself, I actually discovered its wonderful power because I gave a bottle to my mother, and it transformed her life in less than 48 hours. She goes, honey, for the last 3 months, when I wake up in the morning, I can't even lift my arms above my head. And I shipped it up to her, literally, I air expressed it up to her. So within 48 hours, she was back out in the garden again, getting up in the morning.
If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try AminoActive. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available, www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com. Or call 800-251-4166. Safe, effective, it's AminoActive.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
Summertime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at herbalhealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've witnessed that a lot of illness can be linked to toxins and deficiencies combined. Improving your liver function and restoring your cell's ability to detoxify is essential to achieving radiant health. Listen to the real-world results of Doug and his wife after taking One World Way.
My name is Doug Didero. For years, I had an ongoing rash with itching around my eyes. This was due to metal dust particles landing on my face in the workplace. After being on One World Way for 2 weeks, I began to have a severe rash and itching sensation around my eyes. This rash and itching lasted for 5 weeks and is now 100% gone. Additionally, without extra exercise, I've also increased my muscle size, and my wife has lost weight and gained a more attractive figure.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Check out the show 24/7 at healthcoachradio.com. Call now, 888-283-7272.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Listening to the best in healthy talk radio. Going to the break, talking with James. James has been dealing with a couple things. One, struggling with a health challenge called diabetes. Many people know what that is, where the body can't handle blood sugar very well. And insulin begins to slow down its production. And, of course, we're going to have issues with rising levels of blood sugar. So a person has to take things like metformin, glucophage, to increase the receptors in the body. So, anyway, James is dealing with periods or bouts of loose bowels, diarrhea, and it kind of fluctuating back and forth with solid stools and loose stools. And we were talking a little bit, James, just about some of the issues. And I want to talk to you about just some thoughts. And who kicked around the idea of IBS? Your wife, your sister? Who said that?
My wife.
Your wife, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, the reality is that when you're dealing with something like IBS, loose stools and whatnot, you always have to look at the diet first. Because inflammation starts in the digestive tract and it will show itself all over. And it's so important to make sure that you get things cleared up in there first. In my book, Empowering Your Health, I talk a lot about that, about gut health, getting the gut where it needs to be. Several things you can do. One is you want to cut out all flour-based foods from the diet completely. So bread, pasta, cereal, crackers, all that needs to go. If it's got flour in it, it needs to go because of gluten, which is a protein in there that can really cause a lot of inflammation within the body. The other is cow's milk, dairy. So cheese, milk, yogurt, any of that from the cow's dairy side
should be avoided for a period of time, and then see how the body responds. Because the gut tends to have a pretty strong ability to heal and do very well if the irritants get taken out, whether it's from the diet or the environment or wherever. So something to consider as you're going through that process. The other thing, when you're having these types of issues, probiotics are really good. And probiotics are the opposite kind of antibiotics. Antibiotics go in and they wipe out all the bacteria. Well, there's some good bacteria that our body needs. And the probiotics, pro means good, actually adds and puts the good bacteria back in the digestive tract so we can function and the gut can function at the level that it needs to. You can absorb and digest nutrients like you need to. So it'll be a great thing to look into. You can get that at your local health food store. So there's a lot of great tools you can use to go from where you are to where you need to be, so to speak. And I don't think you're going to be stuck there. I mean, you've already been to the doctors. They've done their test, and no one can really tell you what's going on, right? And wouldn't you say so? I mean, have you been, and everybody's just kind of scratching their head?
That's what it seems like to me, because it doesn't matter. I've seen times where it doesn't matter what I eat. It just runs right straight through me.
Yeah.
I could drink water. You know, 2 hours later, come right straight through me.
Yeah, and I would make sure in the meantime, if they haven't done a stool sample of some kind, that they would do that. Now, obviously, I'm sure they've done blood work and checked all that. I mean, it could be a parasite. It could be several different things. It could be a certain bacteria that you're dealing with that's been there and that is just now kind of rising its ugly head. I mean, there's a host of things. So just as long as your physician has done multiple tests to figure out and narrow down what might be the issue, then, you know, I mean, obviously eating and changing your dietary habits and the things we talked about, those things are pretty much a given. Go to Carolyn now. Hi, Carolyn.
Hi, Dr. Apa.
Good to talk with you, darling. How can I help?
Well, I've been dealing with toenail fungi
mm-hmm.
for over, I'd say, about 12 years now.
Oh, my goodness.
And I have been going to what the gal is certified, Petty Medi. She claims this is a certification. And she cleans my toenails really well. And she had prescribed a spray and a mousse for my skin on my feet, but a spray for the toenail fungus. And I've been going to her for, gosh, over a year, almost a year and a half now, and it doesn't seem to be getting any better. And I've been very faithful, you know, putting the spray on. But talking with different ones, they say that it is from the gut, in other words, the diet.
Right.
I'm asking, can you help me?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
I just
yes.
got your book, by the way.
Oh, great.
A friend of mine listens to you on the radio, and I do also when I get a chance, but ordered your book and ordered the book for her, and we're gonna go through it together. So.
Oh, that's fantastic! That's a great way to do it. To always be able to do something like with a friend or someone is just really great. So thanks. So that's really great. It's gonna be a real asset to you, I think, and I hope it is a blessing. When it comes to something like a toenail fungus or even a fungus in the body, regardless, you always want to clean out the gut. You're right. It, no matter if it shows itself in a toenail or wherever, you always go to the gut first and clean out the digestive tract. There's a couple of supplements that work really well, just so you know, internally. You've got to do some things externally. And because toenails are slow growers, there's some patterns of things you can do that can be very helpful. But you may not see a benefit for 2 months or so because it takes some time for it to kill off the fungal infection and then for the toenail to either fall off and regrow or it'll just kind of grow itself out. So just realize that up front. But wormwood is really good and black walnut. They're both very, very good at cleaning out parasitic infections or fungal infections within the body. With the black walnut, typically, the old adage is that you can pretty much take that most of the time and it's pretty easy on the system. With wormwood, though, a little bit different. They usually say 14 days on, and dosage just depends on what brand you get. You know, when you go to the health food store, whatever they have, every label's going to have different ways of taking things. But the wormwood, the kind of the adage is 14 days on, 7 days off. and it gives your body kind of a chance to break, and it actually allows it to function better. And it's been used for a very long time, very old remedy, quote unquote, and it's very good for clearing out the body of those type of infections. So just something to look at, something to consider as you're looking into all of this. The other thing is using things like oregano oil, cutting down all the gluten and cow's milk, dairy in your diet. So any flour-based foods, bread, pasta, cereal, crackers, cow's milk, dairy, milk, cheese, yogurt, all that kind of thing. So several items that you want to look into to make sure you clear out from your diet, to get your digestive tract where it needs to be so that you can get yourself where you need to be. And as far as soaking the foot, which this is kind of what I was going to get to, vinegar, 3 to 5%. Anything over 5% can cause you to potentially almost have an over acid type feeling to the skin. It might even not really burn the skin, but have a burning sensation. So 3 to 5%, that's typically the level of vinegar that you can ingest, like apple cider vinegar or the vinegar that would be at your grocery store. Okay, but soaking that 15 minutes twice a day, if you can, does wonders, because the vinegar is so thin that it gets into the pores and it helps kill off the bacteria externally. And then also one thing that works very well is echinacea, and putting the echinacea powder in with the vinegar. So you can either get it in a powder form, you can get it in the tea. If you drop the tea bags down in there, you could actually get the capsules and pop open the capsules within the vinegar, and that can be very helpful. So, I mean, there's several things that you can use to kind of get that system in motion, but it does work. But you got to wait it out. Don't think you can soak your foot in vinegar and next week your toenail is going to just be completely healed. It, you know, it just doesn't work like that. So a couple things to look into that I think can help your situation. 888-283-7272. What are you struggling with right now? You're listening to the show and you're thinking, huh, who is this guy talking about all toenail fungus? And the next minute he's talking about diabetes. Well, we're doing things that we can on this show to help you, because this show is about you. It's about your health. It's about your life. And that's what we want to do. We want to help get you from where you are to where you need to be with your health. And that's what this show is. It's for you and it's about you. Right now, let's go to Pete. Pete, welcome.
Hey, Dr. Asa, how you doing?
Man, I'm living well. What's going on?
This call isn't for me. It's for a friend.
Okay.
Some pretty grim news yesterday. He woke up and just wasn't able to swallow. Kind of weird. Well, long story short, he's got esophageal cancer, and it's pretty advanced. And they said something like 6 weeks to a month, or 6 weeks to 3 months. And he said, which, you know, what I'm calling you about is the chemo. Is that they want to give him chemo for 6 weeks, and then, you know, that's what the doctor offered, chemo for 6 weeks, and that's about it. And is it really worth it? I mean, is it going to help that any quality of life you've got left?
That's a great question. And I think that you could even ask an oncologist. First of all, the oncologist is telling you what treatment options are available, you know, and it is going to be up to your friend to make a decision about the quality of his life. Certain cancers, depending on how aggressive they are, what stage they're in, it sounds like it's stage four, or I mean, it's, wow. Let's do this. I'm going into commercial break right now, but I will tell you that cancer, esophageal cancer, there are several options. But when it gets down to treatment versus quality of life, that's another discussion, and we'll tackle that in just a moment.
Hi, America's Health Coach here to tell you about the power of essential oils in achieving a great health plan. Essential oils can be safer, more effective, and cheaper than some medicine. Using these natural scents from nature can give your body the tools to thrive and aid in supporting health conditions like cardiovascular health, poor digestion, aches and pains, and more. Find out how to receive a 25% discount, save hundreds of dollars, and get your free guide. Visit healingdropbydrop.com. That's healingdropbydrop.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
And you thought the most painful question from your child was this.
Are we there yet?
Questions on family trips are nothing compared to questions from real family emergencies caused by weather, natural disasters, or terrorism.
I'm super hungry. What are we going to eat?
Daddy, I'm scared. Why don't we have enough food?
Daddy should have been better prepared.
September is National Preparedness Month. Now you can be prepared. Now you should. Now you have awareness. And now you have your solution. Go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze Dry Guy will get you ready with the Family First Responders Kit. It's your emergency solution with delicious freeze-dried food, safe water, and even fire starting. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on to freezedryguy.com. Protect your family now with emergency preparedness and say,
we're there!
freezedryguy.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals and a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Live healthy online at healthcoachradio.com.
Call now, 888-283-7272.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Going to the break. Pete, we were talking about your friend who just got a terrible diagnosis, just challenging, about esophageal cancer. They're giving him 6 weeks to 3 months. Woke up one morning, couldn't swallow, and nothing more devastating than that. Very challenging. And they're telling him chemo is his best option. But even with that, they're saying maximum 3 months. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right, Dr. Aces. And I was curious about his quality of life. And what exactly happens when you wake up and can't swallow? Is that the peristalsis? Or is there no more peristalsis there, or what?
Yeah, it's hard to say because it just depends. I mean, if there's a mass that's growing in there, or if it's just esophageal, I mean, if it's just within the lining tissues, I mean, I'd have to know, I'd have to see the report and everything that they wrote up over it to really tell you details. But, yeah, I mean, it could be a host of different things. Depends on where the cancer is, what it's doing.
Well, yeah, one good thing I got to tell you, though, he's been my friend for a long time, and I let him last year, or about 2 years ago, and so he's really not really down that much because he's going home to glory, amen?
Yeah, that's right. That's amazing. That's amazing.
Yeah.
And see, that's
yeah.
That's a great thing. That's actually the most important thing. But for his quality of life, the question, it's a tough call. I think if you asked, and I've asked oncologists this, cancer doctors, I've asked them, you know, if it was you, would you do the chemo? And would you do the radiation? And I get different answers, but I'll tell you kind of a resounding answer that I've gotten from an oncologist. And that's really who you want to ask because, you know, no matter how you're trained in healthcare, medicine, or whatever, you know a little bit about it, but those are the guys and gals that are heavily trained in it, and they know it inside and out. And the response that I get from people, from oncologists, is this. If I was in my 40s, and my wife, you know, depending on where they are in life, and my wife and children, and I'm married, and my kids are in their teen years, I would do the chemo. Because the chemo is, even though even if it may only be 10% that it'll increase your time or 20%, then that gives you several more days with your family, if that makes sense. If they were in their 70s, most oncologists that I've talked to said they wouldn't do it because it would disrupt at that point because you're older and your immune system is not as strong and it doesn't work as well. And so the ability to fight, your quality of life would be so poor because of the chemo and the toxicity of it that it almost would be a kind of a catch-22. So this one being a little bit more aggressive and depending on his age, and this is going to be, it's going to be a tough call. And I mean, for me, I don't know what I would do unless I was faced with it. I mean, it depends on the speed and the aggressiveness of the cancer. You know, if it was a slow grower, I mean, for like a woman, sometimes certain breast cancer, like, you know, DCIS, something like that can be something that's, you've got to get taken care of. But as long as it's not invasive, you don't have to, I mean, there's some really good prognosis with it. Well, then you have some options. But if something's fast in certain areas and it's a fast grower, just know that esophageal cancer has probably been there for a while too. It's just now raising its ugly head and no one knew about it. But it's a tough call. It's a personal decision. It's kind of like you can't pick that for somebody. The one thing is that I would encourage you out of this conversation to tell him is one thing I've got a little bit of a challenge with. There's a catch-22 with
with how you're supposed to handle things. I mean, physicians are supposed to give timelines because of, based on statistics. So if you say, well, doc, how much time do I have left? Well, it's their responsibility to tell you because they've got to be forthright, upfront, honest, and all that kind of stuff. But the thing is that no one really knows the timeline. I mean, you know, I hear story after story of somebody gives somebody 3 months to live, and here we are 10 years later, they're still trucking. So no one really knows, and no one can put a timeline on someone. So the one thing I would say is to not really hold on to that timeline, because I don't want that time. I mean, I wouldn't want that timeline to put me in a mental prison, making me feel like that's all I really do have left, because hope is a powerful thing. Powerful. I've seen it do amazing things for people. And it's one thing that you don't want to lose is your hope. And that's the thing I want to encourage you to encourage him to hold on to. And in the middle of all this, talk to a couple of oncologists. Don't just go to one. Maybe get 3-4 opinions. There's nothing wrong with that. It's worth the office visits. It's worth going around and asking. Ask what they would do. I mean, literally say, off the record, forget the doctor-patient relationship. You, what would you do? Say if you're 55 and you have esophageal cancer, what would you do? And get those opinions. Because it is going to be cut down the quality of life. It will. I mean, depending on the type of chemo treatment and type of drugs they're going to use and all that, that's going to determine the quality of life factor and what it's really going to do. But, I mean, at the end of the day, it's important. It's important to see what the options are and to see exactly what he's prepared to do. Because, again, chemo affects everybody differently, and there's baselines, but you want to make sure that he is going to be in a place where he does have a high quality of life. And let me tell you, 6 months can turn into 10 years. It can turn into 5 years. Don't let anybody else tell you any different. Get some multiple opinions on that. I think that's what I would do personally. Puts another hour in the charts. I'd like to thank our producer, Jay Patrick, John Garrison, Leslie Pardue, and the rest of the team. I'm your health and lifestyle coach. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. You're listening to the Best in Healthy Talk Radio, where we're diagnosing hope one person at a time.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding a medical condition. Are you over 40 and worried about your blood pressure? Heart Factors Plus can help by boosting your own body's nitric oxide levels. Heart Factors Plus worked for tens of thousands of men and women. Here's what they had to say. Dennis from New Jersey writes, I've been taking Heart Factors Plus for a while now. It definitely helped with my blood pressure. I am very pleased with this product and recommend it without reservation. Suzanne from Maryland writes, after hearing about Heart Factors Plus on the radio, I ordered some for my husband. His blood pressure is great, plus he doesn't have any side effects. He's on his fourth month now. Boosting nitric oxide levels directly affects your blood pressure. It also keeps your arteries clean and strong. Better circulation and blood flow also boosts libido and sexual function. Call 800-543-6619, 800-543-6619. To try Heart Factors Plus absolutely risk-free, call now and get a free bottle with your order. Call 800-543-6619. That's 800-543-6619, 800-543-6619.